Hey guys, this is Janae Libby, head cook and waitress at thedinerofseaville.com, a food blog that brings you food news and food experiences from all over Charlottesville. This week, it's Chinese New Year, and my husband and I were fortunate enough to be invited to the Chinese New Year celebration at Peter Chang's. It was fantastic. I was very honored to be invited. Jen and Mary Lee and Chef Chang threw a real shebang that Sunday. Six-course meal, passed hors d'oeuvres. Mary stood up and explained the importance of fellowship and friendship and prosperity and what the Year of the Dragon means, because 2012 is the Year of the Dragon. Again, we had a six-course feast. Some of the highlights: fried lotus root, which is something I had never had before, but I highly recommend it. Kind of the texture of a potato, kind of tasted like a carrot, but a little bit sweeter. Really, really enjoyed that. Some shrimp skewers that had just an incredible spice to them. Spring rolls fried with duck inside. Very, very nice. Yeah, and the big highlight for me for the feast was a chicken, which was stuffed with sticky rice, and it was cooked with dates, and it had tofu and rice balls on the outside, and also those famous numbing peppers, which were served with dried beef. It was almost like the best beef jerky you ever put in your mouth in your entire life, and my lips are still tingling from all those numbing peppers, and a red bean porridge for dessert, which I had never experienced. Something sweet, the consistency of oatmeal, but almost like a sweet tapioca pudding, if I know that's kind of either loved or hated by most. For me, it's very loved, so I enjoyed it very much. I want to thank Chef Chang and Mr. and Mrs. Lee for just a really wonderful experience. I'd never experienced Chinese New Year before. Thank you so much, and happy Chinese New Year to everyone. And Richmonders, never fear. I noticed that there were quite a few Richmonders at the party, probably in anticipation of Peter Chang's two new restaurants opening in Richmond very soon. Peter Chang's China Cafe is scheduled to open in Short Pump by the end of February, and he is also working on another one for downtown Richmond in the near future. So something to celebrate in the new year for everyone in Richmond.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.